Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. Rummaging through my drawers the other night, I came across some extracts from one of my early collection of drafts of songs that I had to rewrite without getting any of the credit, of course. For instance, remember this gem? I left my heart in Bognor Regis, and yesterday the bailiff called round and ran away. He chased me halfway to Haringey. I kicked him in the alleyway. And here's another one for you. Think Eurovision gone wrong. Waterloo, why are the trains all running late? Oh, yes. Twiglets, I've had a few, but then again they give me bellyache, etc., etc., leading up to a rousing chorus of they're cheaper at Safeway or something, other supermarkets are available. Oh, yes. Yes, well, I keep myself amused. None of those rewritten hits got anywhere. I can't think why, can you? Anyway, moving on swiftly, a few nuggets of advice for you in my time-honoured fashion as I gaze out from my battlements and look upon the world on your behalf. And I care, I do care. So here's some tips for you. Nuggets. Think of them as nuggets. Don't worry about what people think. They don't do it very often. Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. Acquire immunity to halitosis. Travel by bus. With apologies to all bus operators. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Buy them on a roll. Ah, yes, my nuggets will be on view again soon, I have no doubt.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Oh dear. Doris is sulking because Kev the dog ate her last pickled onion. It made the dog's breath smell better, but it put Doris in a foul mood. It would have gone so perfectly, you see, with the tripe and trotter's butty she was frying in engine oil. Anyway, she's in such a strop, I'm going out with Flossie and Rose tonight, leaving her to massage her ego, or whatever she does when she's on her own. We're going to the world premiere of a movie filmed entirely on my island. It's called How Green Was My Jockstrap, and stars Smell Gibson as the incontinent rugby player who refuses to change his underwear because he thinks it might bring him bad luck. It should be a very posh do. Scunthorpe Hilton, she's Paris Hilton's lesser-known sister, is flying over in her sequined hang glider. I'm looking forward to renewing her acquaintance. Ah, so many fond memories. And Her Munificence, the Queen, says she's packing Prince Phyllis off to strip bingo tonight, and she's promised not to sing the national anthem backwards while drinking a sherry of schooner. See what I did there? Now, moving swiftly on, something else just occurred to me. I do go shopping occasionally. Kev the chauffeur takes me out now and again. And the other day I observed M&S Lunch Hour Man. This isn't just a man, this is M&S Lunch Hour Man. Other supermarkets are available, of course. M&S Man gets distracted by the socks display. He'll actually forget his hunger just so he can make a detour to look at thermal vests and sensible tank tops. He'll stroke his chin thoughtfully and consider which particular stripy jumper would make him look the most stupid. And then finally, he will venture into the food hall for the cheapest cheese and tomato sandwich and the special offer yogurt flapjack you wouldn't insult a senile parrot with. He'll have his nose a bit in the air. This is M&S, man. And he'll sniff when he sees how much that little lot has cost. But somehow, he'll find the right change in his leather purse. Then he'll carefully put the carrier bag into his briefcase and stroll out looking so important that you'd think he'd got a meeting with Richard Branson about which other public service they can rescue at the taxpayer's expense. Oh well, think of it as satire, I suppose. Coming next, a few more reminiscences about my good friend Scunthorpe Hilton.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Yes, where was I? Oh yes, Scunthorpe Hilton's arrival. She is Paris Hilton's sister, remember, and subsequent domination of our luxury spa facilities, which is three buckets of water, one hot, one cold, one to stand in a steamy corner of the cowshed, has been too much for Doris. She is upstairs consoling herself with a tin of celebrations. I'm downstairs celebrating with a tin of consolations. Today was the last straw. Scunthorpe was fighting for survival after falling into Doris's knicker drawer, and I braved the boudoir to help pull her out. Scunthorpe had her foot caught in a basque the size of a dustbin bag. The 3-inch thick lycra eventually gave up. Scunthorpe sprang out like a bagel from a toaster, and both of us ended up in the wardrobe. There wasn't much room in there, but I found a couple of handholds. This was when Doris walked in, threw open the door and yanked me out. I told her I didn't know she cared, but she was inflamed. Pulled Scunthorpe up by her roots, swung her round her head a few times and hurled her out of the window. Fortunately, one of the spa buckets broke her fall. Unfortunately, she will now have to have a galvanized pail surgically removed from her buttocks, and flying her sequined hang glider back to Hollywood is out of the question. I'm hoping Doris will have calmed down. Actually, I'm saying this in hushed tones. I don't want her listening in. Yes, I'm hoping Doris will have calmed down after eating all the mini Mars chocolates. But last time I looked through her keyhole, she was stuffing things in her Samsonite. So, who knows? Will Scunthorpe stay? Will Flossie and Rose walk out in protest? Will I ever get a minute's peace? Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go.